Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about perfectionism.
And I'm glad.
You are? Why?
Because it needs to be discussed.
It does need to. Well, you know, perfectionism is something that we see pretty often from people. What's interesting about it is it can manifest in a broad variety of people.
Of people?
Yeah.
Ah.
From people who are like business people, people who are sort of in the healthcare field, people who aren't business people, but just
Parents.
You know, yeah, parents, kids.
Kids, young children.
Yeah.
Middle schoolers, teenagers. Well, not so much teenagers. But yes, across the lifespan.
Right.
And across
Occupations
and and interests, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it can manifest in lots of different places and in lots of different ways. And so it's great to talk about it today because the perspective that we're going to present is the idea that there's a risk that when we try to be perfect, when we are perfectionists, that it could lead to depression and anxiety if we're not careful.
You know, I was thinking, as I was reading this article, I began to think about the past, and I don't remember my grandparents or aunts and uncles, so mm-hmm. the generation before mine, ever worrying about doing things perfectly.
Mm.
It seemed to creep into the culture sometime with the baby boomers that they were going to be perfect parents or they're going to have perfect houses. Yeah. I don't remember people fussing about houses or clothes or who had what.
Yeah.
Until the baby boomers came along and that they were going to get it right.
Yeah.
Whether it was raising children or, you know, the perfect lawn, mm-hmm. the perfect house, the perfect right. car, that everything was perfect. It seemed to appear sometime in the 70s or 80s.
I don't know when it appeared, but it is here.
And social media has really sent it into hyperspeed.
Right.
Because now you have this, and we're going to talk about it as we go along. Now you have this image of what it should be like. Now
right.
you're confronted by it
right.
daily, multiple times throughout the day. Of this is what a perfect life really
right.
looks like, and this is what you should be striving toward.
Mm-hmm.
Advertisers certainly have done that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's interesting that it seems to have appeared sometime in the last quarter of the 20th century.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And so when we think about perfectionism, of course, we're talking about the idea, the need, the drive, the pressure,
mm-hmm.
perceived pressure to be
right.
perfect.
Right.
And so it can manifest, as I said, in many different ways. In kids, we see it, or I shouldn't say in kids. In some areas, we see it as, you know, writing something, erasing,
right.
writing something over and over again until it looks right, until it's
right.
just right.
Mm-hmm.
Doing something over and over again until it feels comfortable, until
right.
it feels right. And it does sound a lot like compulsive behaviors. And in some ways, it is.
Yeah, right.
Not that a person who's a perfectionist has OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder,
right.
but there is a bit of an overlap between these two
mm-hmm.
two things.
Right.
But the drive to be perfect implies a couple of things and can
right.
result in a couple of things that we really need to consider.
Right, and there are two things that the author talks about here. One is the drive to make yourself perfect,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a drive to make things perfect.
Right.
You know, the things in your life, that the perfect car, perfect house,
right.
perfect spouse, perfect children. And the author refers to it as multi-dimensional perfectionism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
When you're trying to, either you're so focused on a single thing that it becomes pathological,
mm-hmm. yeah.
obsessive compulsive disorder, or that you believe that every component, every aspect of your life has to be perfect all the time.
Right.
If you're a mother, if you're a parent, I have to raise perfect children, perfect nutrition, perfect lunches, perfect car, perfect everything.
Right.
It's that multi-dimensional perfectionism that's getting people into trouble.
And that's a great point, because certainly, you have to, when you're working or when you're doing something, what you're doing needs to be correct. It needs to be right. You know, there's nothing, for yesterday's podcast, we talked about reading. Mm-hmm. There is nothing to me that's more frustrating than reading a book and there are errors, misspellings, grammatical errors, mm-hmm. or just things out of place. There's nothing more frustrating than that.
Right.
Somebody needs to get that right. You know what I mean? It's so.
There's no excuse for that.
Right. There should be editors. There should be people who
are working to catch
those things.
Right.
And so in that sense, again, there's a fine line perhaps between correct and perfect.
Right.
But it needs to be correct.
Do it correctly.
Right.
But it's,
as you said, it's the multidimensional. If you're at work and what you're doing at work has mm-hmm. to be perfect, it has to be correct, that's one thing. But if you're at work and that has to be perfect, and then you're at home and that has to be perfect, and then you're in the car and that has to be perfect, that generalizing the perfectionism, that's the issue.
This concept of that it's even achievable, mm-hmm. and that's mm-hmm. the other thing, okay?
Right.
Because we're talking about you're dissatisfied with what you have,
mm-hmm.
and you're dissatisfied with who you are.
Right.
So when you have this concept of perfect,
mm-hmm.
you know, that it's not quite right, I have to keep working at it, that leads to dissatisfaction,
mm-hmm.
and that's the problem.
Right.
It's the perfectionism, this drive to be perfect, leads to dissatisfaction with who you are and what you have.
Absolutely.
And that's what leads to depression and anxiety.
Right.
Anxiety because I have to get it, I have to get it, I have to get it.
Right.
And you're constantly striving. And depression because you're sad that you don't have it.
Right.
Or that you aren't that kind of person.
We refer to those thoughts as ruminating. You're ruminating over these things over and over again. Even if you've solved the problem and you start thinking about it again to make sure that you've solved it the right way, and that rumination is really problematic because it occupies a lot of thought and a lot of emotional energy,
mm-hmm.
and so it again can lead to that depression and anxiety symptoms that we see sometimes.
Yeah, you're constantly thinking about it. And this whole notion of rumination came out of a study. I was very impressed
mm-hmm.
with the study because there were 32,000.
Yeah.
How do you even analyze 32,000 results? Okay. So in 172 countries, and I'm trying to think, who put this study? They mentioned the lead author's, the lead researcher's name.
Yeah.
But how do you put together a study in 172 countries?
Yeah.
You have all those different languages.
Mm-hmm.
And 32,000 participants.
Yeah. You know?
But the result of the study was, regardless of the technical aspects of it, the result of the study was that they discovered that it's rumination that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're ruminating over and over and over what you don't have and what you want and all that.
Yeah.
And as we said before, the problem is dissatisfaction.
Right.
And if you're constantly focusing on the negative,
mm-hmm.
and that's what people do, they constantly focus on the negative, that's what leads you into trouble. That's what leads to depression and anxiety.
Right. Right? Yeah. And the way that I see, the way that I've seen it work out practically or with patients and people that I've worked with,
mm-hmm.
is two ways. One is they consistently have difficulty completing a task.
Right.
And you know, when you have to go over something over and over again and you have to arrive at perfection, it makes it really difficult for you to complete a task.
Right.
And so if it takes you, let's just say, three times longer to complete any particular task, by the end of the day, you're going to have, you know, a handful or more of tasks that are left incomplete.
They're
incomplete.
They're not even started.
Right.
You know, because everything has to be so perfect.
Right.
It's just overwhelming.
Right.
I had a relative, an aunt, she had to have things so perfect that she wouldn't even get started.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of inert because the thought of painting a cabinet or a piece of furniture was it took so much that she just said, I just don't have the time to do that.
Right.
And she wouldn't do things.
Right. You know? Yeah, and that's the other problem that I see is that it creates inactivity.
Inactivity.
Because right. if you're looking at a task and you know, okay, mm-hmm. I have to get it to perfection, there's going to be a lot of tasks that you avoid because right. you know, there's a part of you that knows, wow, that's going to be a heavy task. Mm-hmm. There's no way. That's going to take me forever, a long time to get that done. And so then they completely avoid those tasks and don't even get them done or can't get started.
All of us who hang pictures in houses, you end up with nail holes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you have a white wall, not most people. I had a friend who was an artist. He was a professional artist. And I said, well, what about these nail holes? Do you have any toothpaste?
Mm-hmm.
So he put toothpaste in the nail holes and then hung the picture.
Okay? Hopefully white toothpaste.
Not white toothpaste on a white wall, right? Yeah. So I thought, oh, that's all it takes. Or spackling or anything, So I had this friend who had bought a house and had some pictures. And there were some nail holes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I said, just get some toothpaste. And I felt, oh, no. There's a texture in this wall. And you have to have spackling, and you have to put that in the nail hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to get artist tools, and you have to make the piece of this pin dot of plaster then has to be scratched in such a way that it blends in with the rest of the wall.
Right.
And I said, we're probably going to hang a picture over that. He said, no, I have to do it.
Yeah.
We have to do it that way. There are still no pictures in his house 10 years later.
Yeah.
Because who has time?
Right.
He has never had enough time to do those nail holes that way.
Right.
Okay. And there they sit.
Yeah. So it creates distress and it creates frustration and it makes you feel overwhelmed and makes you anxious. And so all of these consequences come from the idea of striving towards perfection, the need for perfection. And so we have to really work to take those things, again, as I said before, we have things that have to be correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, those focus on those things, get those things, make those things correct.
Yeah, make sure your dishes are clean.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, if there's a little bit left on.
No, make sure they're clean. That's okay. That's not what we're talking about.
Right. With other things, that it's okay if it's not perfect. Your notes that you're writing for yourself, your shopping list. It doesn't have to be in alphabetical order.
Right.
It doesn't have to be in order by the row, the aisle at the grocery store. It doesn't have to be organized like that. Is it nice if it is? Sure. No. But does it have to be perfect? No.
Right.
Your handwriting doesn't have to be perfect when you're just writing for yourself. We could go on and on.
Right.
So don't spend all that time focusing on perfection.
Right.
Focus that time on living life and being happy and enjoying things. Right.
Yeah, because what you have to remember if you're pursuing perfectionism, you're going to spend a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of your life is going to be spent thinking about what, being dissatisfied and what you don't have and what you think you're not. And if you're ruminating about all that stuff, you nudge yourself, and this is the important part, you nudge yourself inexorably toward depression and anxiety, and you're creating mental difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say mental illness, but emotional difficulties for yourself that are completely unavoidable.
Right.
It's not because you don't have that stuff or you're not good enough. It's because this idea that you have to be perfect, and everything has to be perfect all the time, is driving you in directions that you really need to be careful about going in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right. That is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We'd be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.